Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
This very well could be the most requested video topic of all time, and it involves RVs, recreational vehicles. I've done videos on RVs. In fact, some of the most watched videos on my channel are about RVs and the perils of purchasing RVs. So this one has a headline that catches a lot of people's attention, and a lot of people passed it along to me. And I didn't count, but it looks to me like maybe 20 people at least recommended to me in the last 24 hours. So I appreciate that. I'll mention all of them at the end to save time. Fox 13, a TV station out of Salt Lake City, had an investigation involving a dealership called General RV. And their investigation has now prompted Utah to look into potential fraud at General RV. And here's the situation. It involves alleged discrepancies on a consumer's General RV contract. And after they did their story initially, other customers have come forward and pointed out there's an issue with the contract. And what we're talking about is the loan agreement. So you go to a dealership to buy an RV. If you want to, you can bring in big bags of cash with dollar signs on them, but we don't recommend that in America. So you go in, and chances are you haven't got that kind of money anyway, so you say, I'd like to borrow the money. Can I borrow the money, take out a loan? And they'll say, yes. In fact, you can take out a really, really long loan, which is good because, number one, these things are expensive. But number two, they say, you know, gives you a long time to pay it off. So you can take a nice long, I don't know, 10-year loan, 20-year loan to purchase an RV. And you say, great. They run your credit. They say you've been approved. You sit down, you sign a whole mess of documents. And buried in there, one of those documents is a loan contract, a retail installment sales contract. And there are laws regarding what's on that contract and what form it must be in. And it's designed to let you know everything about the loan, the interest rate, the amount, how many payments you're going to make. Are there any balloon payments and things of that nature? So here's what's going on. The story originally ran, and it's since prompted the Utah Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division to investigate the dealership for potential fraud. And what they're talking about is a person who bought a vehicle from General RV came forward and said, look at my loan contract. And on their loan contract, it says that the loan is for 240 months, or it might be 120, because in one box, it should have the number of months or the number of payments in it. It appears to be smudged. And the word smudge keeps popping up over and over again. So in addition to the smudge, the math on the customer's contracts do not add up. Each customer is ultimately faced with surprise payments of tens of thousands of dollars. And so what the people are claiming is that they went into the dealership and said, look, I would like to buy this vehicle on a 20-year loan, 240 payments. Is that doable? And they say, yeah, it's doable. That's what the allegation is. The allegation is then that the contracts that were submitted showed instead 10 years of payments, 120, but actually 119 regular payments and then one gigantic balloon payment at the end. So one woman they interviewed who lives in Farmington was the first customer to show Fox 13 or paperwork on a vehicle she purchased in 2015. Now, with the exception of a smudge showing the number 119 typed on the same line as the number 240, the documents indicate that she thought she was scheduled to pay off her RV over a span of 20 years or 240 months. The paperwork says 240 months. Everything on here says 240 months, she said, pointing to various spots in the contract. I don't know how they've done it, but everything on everything says 240 other than where it's been typed over. Because of the discrepancy, she discovered she's required to pay a $63,000 balloon payment in 2025. She says, I would have walked away. There's no way I can come up with $63,000. Now, they interviewed a man who says that he was inspired to take a closer look at his contract, and he lives in Midvale, and he thought, well, you know, I've got this RV I bought back in 2015. Let's see. He says, well, I watched Fox 13 News the other day. You had on TV a young lady with a smudge on her numbers. So I looked at mine, and I got the same thing. A Fox 13 review of his paperwork shows the same 240 versus 119 discrepancy. That's 119 plus a balloon on his carbon copy. And similar to the woman's, his carbon copy is also missing signatures. And this is one of the things that I always tell people. You go to a dealership, you buy a car. Or you go to a home closing, you buy a house. You go to a boat dealership, you buy a boat. Whatever you bought. You get a stack of papers. Hang on to them. They're very, very important. I've had clients tell me, I don't. Why would I save that stuff? This is why you save that stuff. And When they give you a copy of something, it should be identical to the functioning copy of the legal document. So when you buy something that's financed through a third-party lender, okay, and I don't mean to get all wonky on you here, but in a transaction like this, you've got a buyer, a seller, and a lender, okay? Generally speaking, if you read the documents, when you go in to buy the thing, it says, I'm buying this thing from you. It also usually says, and you're lending me the money to buy this thing from you. But then what happens is they assign the paper to a bank, and they've usually got a relationship with a bank, and they can usually ask a bank in advance, will you take this loan if we work this out? And that's usually what happens. And it's a retail installment sales contract, so this, you know, these things happen, and it's very, very uniform how this happens. So when you sign papers at the dealership, which will eventually obligate you to make payments to a third party, that third party is not at this transaction. So they are trusting, and you are trusting, that the dealership is going to handle the paperwork properly and then hand the paper over to these people, and you're going to make payments with them. But this person right here is the person who's handling the paperwork. And so when they sign it, you sign it, and they give it to you in the keys of the RV and you drive off, that piece of paper in your hand that's a copy of what they send to the bank, those things should match. The thing you have should be an identical copy of what they sent over there. And I can tell you, in 30 years of practicing law, I have seen situations where somehow documents that got sent to one party were different than the documents given to the client. It's the weirdest thing, because it's almost always, in fact, it's always a difference, a distinction, a mistake. It's always an error or whatever it is in favor of the seller or the bank, but it's almost always the seller. So here's the thing. The man who said that he was inspired to look at his thing says that he was surprised to see that he has a balloon payment coming of $83,000, also due in 2025. He says, in his case, it looks like the 119 was stamped on top of the 240. If they've done it to me and to her, who else? Who else? So a man in Colorado contacted the TV station, said he's got the same smudge on his paperwork from a purchase in 2013, and he'll have a balloon payment of $105,000 in 2023. Said, we've been stressed as to what and how we're going to deal with that the next year. The deception in the sales market to me is just horrendous. People will pull the wool over your eyes and try to take everything they can from you. Meanwhile, a couple in Tooele, I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, T-O-O-E-L-E, Tooele, purchased an RV from the dealership in 2014. Years later, they found a smudge, plus a surprise $73,000 balloon payment on their contract. And it just seems to be that these people went in, negotiated a 20-year contract, left thinking it was a 20-year contract, and then later on they discover that there's some kind of goofy smudge going on there. So this man says, this is not right, the way they've done this paperwork. How they've done this, I have no idea. To me, it's one of the crookedest things that we've ever gotten into. Once they found the discrepancies, that family was fortunate enough to have enough money to pay off the loan. So they just paid off the loan, but they're saying that that's not what they signed up for. The wife of that couple says, it gives General RV a bad name. We'll never buy anything from them again. We won't even look at them. Meanwhile, the director of Utah's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division stated that the fraud investigation into General RV will be taken seriously. So it's an investigation. He said, I watched your initial story, referring to the TV station, and to be frank with you, I thoroughly appreciated the story. The first thing I did when I got to the office the next morning is I wanted some answers. Adam Herbertz, who is the Fox 13 investigative reporter, asked him, in your 20 plus years of doing this, have you ever seen a case like this with multiple smudges on multiple contracts? To which he responded, never seen that before. I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, look, we have paper jams. Everyone's got paper jams, carbon problems, but not identical across the board at different transactions. I've never seen this before. Herbertz asked him, can you even fathom a reason how that could happen? And the man from Utah says, well, they very well could have been deceived. It's sure looking that way. The smudged numbers are not the only shared discrepancy that all these people noticed in their contracts. In each case, the customers learned that the dealership sent cleaned up copies of their contracts without the smudge to their respective credit unions. And again, like I said, what you need to make sure is that the copy you got is identical to the copy that goes to the lender. And normally, you wouldn't have to follow up on that. You wouldn't have to. But it happens. And this is what's crazy. So interestingly enough, when a dealership has you sign paperwork, and then they assign the paper or the loan to a lender, a lot of times the agreement between the seller and the lender says that if the lender discovers a discrepancy or something going on here that shouldn't be going on here, they can push the loan back and say, you know something? This is on you guys. And then they can ask the dealership to, you know, give them back some money that was fronted on that loan. We'll have to wait and see if any of that happens. But this could get messy. Could get messy. One of the men they interviewed earlier says, if this is what they showed me, I would have never done it. Looking at a copy of his contract on file with his credit union, I just don't think it's right because they're taking advantage of the people. Most importantly, none of the paperwork shows math that adds up to a 10-year loan. In each and every case, it is clear that the total payment was calculated with terms that the customer had in mind, which is 20 years or 240 payments. The vice president of lending for one of the credit unions said he could not comment on the specifics of individual cases, but he confirmed that Fox 13's method of calculating total payments in accordance with the Federal Truth in Lending Act is accurate. And the Truth in Lending Act is a federal statute that mandates how consumer loan contracts look. You've seen one before if you've bought a car, boat, motorcycle, any of these things on a retail installment sales contract loan. So across the top is a set of boxes. Go, here's how much this thing costs. Here's how much money you're borrowing. Here's the interest rate. Here's how big your payments are going to be. Here's how many payments you're going to make. Here's how much money you will have paid if you make all the payments on time, and so on. Here's the cost of the credit to you, okay? And so that's all there. And that set of numbers is mandated by federal law. And if there's mistakes or issues with that, it runs afoul of the Truth in Lending Act. So the point is that when you glance at those, you should be able to figure out pretty quickly, is this a 10-year loan, a 20-year loan? So that's another problem here. The vice president of the credit union says, I think most people aren't concerned with trying to double-check the math like you've done. The smudge thing, I don't know how that exactly happens. We get the contracts and they come in through the dealership. They come electronically to us. If a member is concerned or confused about something and they bring that to us, then we're absolutely going to present them with options and discuss that, because the last thing we want is someone that's unhappy with a loan. And the guy from the credit union also said that the credit unions share the responsibility of making sure that the math adds up on contracts before they are funded. So anytime we find anything we don't think is right, we're going to check it out. It's totally possible that we missed that and funded that anyway. Totally possible. And what happens, unfortunately, in business, and I'm not saying it had to have happened here, but there are large volume businesses and transactions where everyone's making money, stuff's moving around, and people start spending a little less time, double-checking the math on things. They say, well, there hasn't been a problem before, so what makes you think there's one now? Meanwhile, Fox 13 spoke to multiple experts in the auto industry, all of whom said the faulty math on the customer's contracts is concerning, or one person was quoted as saying, very concerning. Some believe the faulty math is even more concerning than the smudge. And that's the thing, is that a lot of the early reporting on this talked about the smudged contract, where there's two numbers, 240 or 119, which is it? That's an issue. But the boxes across top of the contract not adding up properly, that's a problem, because that's an out-and-out violation of the Truth in Lending Act. Now, the smudges on the contract could also be a violation, but not as clear-cut as just the bad math in the boxes. So the gentleman from the Utah government says the math does have to add up. We would argue the point to the attorney's office. If they interpret it as fraud, then we would be able to file charges. Now, the director of marketing and advertising for General RV sent an email to Fox 13 insisting that none of their employees broke the law. She repeatedly declined to provide an explanation for the smudges or the incorrect math listed on customer contracts. She said, we have completed a thorough investigation of the allegations and confirmed that no one at General RV did anything wrong. We confirmed that General RV followed all legal requirements in this instance. As part of our standard process, all General RV forms, including details of the payment terms, are completed prior to acquiring a customer's signature and do not undergo any alteration afterwards. As was the case for the customers flagged by Fox, No alterations were made prior to or after the customer signed the documents. As common in Utah, all balloon payments are amortized over a 240-month term. The customer pays 119 payments at this rate, then the final balloon payment for the balance. This allows the customer to have the lowest payment possible. The financing contracts the customers have and which the customers signed are correctly set for this payment schedule. Each customer can obtain the original of that form from their lending institution. The original contracts that our customers agreed to and signed have the correct numbers on them. The copies the customers show are carbon copies, which are not part of their files with us. So she appears to be making a distinction between the carbon copies given to the customers and the copies sent to the banks. Not sure how well that's going to fly in court. She went on to state that General RV completely disagrees with the false claims of each customer. However, if they contact us, we'll be happy to assist them with new financing options as well. It appears that a few customers have carbon copies of their finance contracts that may be causing some confusion. We can confirm that General RV followed all legal requirements, and as part of our standard process, all forms, including details of the payment terms, were completed using the printing and software programs available to us at the time. General RV has a strict compliance policy that follows the requirements of all financial institutions and state and national laws when completing a sale with a customer. Meanwhile, the vice president of one of the credit unions involved in the story sent an email to Fox 13 confirming the financial institution is taking extra steps to review all General RV contracts. So there's a few things going on here, and not the least of which is the fact that some of these contracts actually have a space where it goes, how many payments you're going to make, 240 or 119, and they're kind of messy in the same spot. Call it a smudge, whatever you want to call it. But then there's a problem with the Truth in Lending Act, boxes and other places on these contracts not looking correct for the balloon payment loan, but they look correct for the other loan. So you can say anything you want if you're General RV about whether or not your people broke the law or what you think. These documents speak for themselves. Now, for the person from General RV to say, well, the carbon copy you've got is not a legal copy. The thing that's legal is what we sent to the bank. I'm not sure how true that's going to be when you get to court and this becomes a Truth in Lending Act violation case. But you can make that argument. You can make the argument. But the bigger problem you're going to have is simply the numbers not adding up correctly in those boxes. So this will continue to evolve. I'm sure that Fox 13 is going to stay on this story because it's a good one that they dug up. As more people hear about it, I suspect that more people will be looking at their contracts to see how their contracts read. And I also suspect that there's attorneys out there who do Truth in Lending Act cases. I know actually a few of them who do. And cases like this to them are like, you know, a 25-pound lake trout coming up and actually sticking its nose in your boat going, hey, you guys lonely? It could happen, but you know, you've been fishing a long time. That's what you're hoping for. And that could be what this story here is. So it's an interesting story. It dovetails in nicely with all the videos I do about RVs. And so I always tell people, you know, you got to know what you're getting into when you're buying an RV. But also, this is true whether you're buying any product over time, whether it's a boat, car, RV, motorcycle, snowmobile, anything like that. You're going to want to take a look to make sure that all the numbers on that document add up. And yes, if there's a mistake on that document that misleads you somewhere down the road, you might be able to go into court and use that document to do something. But it's better just to not let it happen in the first place. So my favorite story on this is I have had a client before who had a document that was given to him by somebody involved in a legal transaction. And there was a spot where there's supposed to be a number written. There's no number written there. And it was extremely vital to the case, extremely vital to the case. And so my client had one of the carbon copies that was, you know, one of those five-part carbons in the old days, you know, one's goldenrod, one's canary, one's salmon, one's red. And he's got the one. And take the deposition of the guy who's one of the signatories in that contract. And at deposition, he hands over, I asked him to bring all documents, he hands over a document where that number's filled in. He just filled it in later. And I'm looking at his attorney going like, you're going to let your client put that in like that? Don't you want to have a talk to him to explain to him that there's no way my client got the carbon with that number that's not there and your guy just happens to have one that is there? Like, what's he going to say? Because My client signed it. He signed it. And then he hands the piece of paper over. Obviously, he filled it in later. I mean, if you're allowed to amend contracts at will after the fact unilaterally, contract law falls apart. You know, so that's not what happened here. I'm simply pointing out that one of the reasons you get a copy of a document is to prove what you signed. And so the idea that, oh, by the way, the one we gave them, it's not official. Interesting argument, but not a good one. So I got to thank everyone who sent it. Karen, Dave, Ronald, Joshua, Denny, Kenneth, Keith, Caleb, Lyle, Joe, John, Jerry, Jason, Jerry. Look at all those J's. Mark and Matthew. Thanks a lot. Fox 13 published it. Adam Herbitz wrote it. Salt Lake City, Fox 13. Fox 13 investigation prompts Utah to look into potential fraud at General RV. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Force of habit or routine can blind us to the wonders of the world around us.